The What is the U.S. rule, or the WOTUS rule, became effective law on August 28, 2015. So what that means for landowners out there is you're going to want to take a closer look at your land to see if there's something out there that might resemble a WOTUS, because there's going to be repercussions for that. If you're managing your land in a way that would impact that, there could be an issue, and you might need to be permitted for that. So this is a big issue for our members, obviously. So what NCBA is doing is we're engaged in a lawsuit, actually suing the EPA and the Army Corps to get judicial review of this rule, which we believe is regulatory overreach.
Now, there are a variety of ag groups who continue to urge the Obama administration to hold off on the national enforcement of WOTUS, including NCBA, after it was decided the injunction from the North Dakota court applied only to the 13 states mentioned in that specific lawsuit. So Yeager fills us in on where all of that currently stands.
The North Dakota court, led by Judge Erickson, saw that there was irreparable harm that would be done by this rule. So he ordered an injunction of the rule for all 13 states that are involved in that particular lawsuit. This means that the EPA and the Army Corps are prohibited by the court from implementing the new rule in those 13 states. Meanwhile, there are a number of other coalition lawsuits, of which we are a member of one of those lawsuits, that are all going through their procedural motions right now. And I think by the end of this fall, we're going to have a better idea of where the correct court is to hear this issue, and then we'll actually get to the merits of the briefing. So we'll actually get to the meat of the lawsuit and put those big questions in front of that appropriate court.
And Yeager says they have a multi-pronged strategy for dealing with the WOTUS issue.
We have the lawsuit where we're going to try to get judicial review of this expansive rule by a court of law. At the same time, we're pushing forward with an attempt to get a legislative fix, which we think is so important, and we have to keep pushing the legislative issue to our congressmen. So to that end, I would strongly urge you out there to go on to beefusa.org, submit a letter to your senators, and we have a form letter on our website that you can use to do that, and you can edit it to your needs. And we need to get more support for Senate Bill 1140, which would have the rule withdrawn and potentially fixed at the end of the day. And even if we can't pass this important standalone legislation, if we could at least get a vote on it, we can show that there is a record of senators supporting the rule being withdrawn that we can later attach to other legislation that would be a must-pass legislation, like an omnibus or a transportation bill.
So again, he does urge cattle producers and others to contact their senators to support legislation to ditch the rule. If you would like to learn more about how to send a note to your senator about supporting Senate Bill 1140, you can go to their website. That's beefusa.org.